This is Leslie Wise, Professor of Clinical Sciences at Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic. This is one topic in our short series called Ethics in Action. In a recent workshop for faculty, Dr. Norman Utz, Chairman of the South Carolina Board of Chiropractic Examiners, indicated that complaints filed about DCs to the South Carolina Board are heavily weighted in the category of financial misconduct, with sexual misconduct a distant second place. This gives rise to the important consideration of what chiropractors can do to assure that we are absolutely fastidious about the financial conduct of our practices and avoid public sentiment that we are less than honest. In our ethics and practice management classes at Sherman, we make the following suggestions regarding financial interactions with patients. Always discuss fees very early in the doctor-patient relationship, preferably on the first encounter. Be sure to deal with initial visit fees, such as exam and x-rays, as well as the fees for subsequent routine visits. Patients hate surprises. Be willing to state your fees when asked. Have a written policy on fees and collections included in your practice brochure and on your website. Transparency is best when it comes to money. Patients will appreciate your willingness to discuss finances even when they are hesitant to open the discussion. If you use prepaid plans of care, be especially scrupulous in your explanations of what a patient gets for their prepaid fee. You must have a refund policy if a patient decides to drop out. Some states require that you keep all funds collected in a special escrow account until the services are actually delivered. Put it in writing and answer all questions before taking any payment. If a dispute over money arises, be willing to take the high road. Ask the patient what would make him happy and do it, even if it involves writing a check for a refund to which you are not legally obligated. As ethical chiropractors, we have a fiduciary responsibility to our patients, which means that we are obligated to look out for their best interests first, and that includes their financial best interests. Absolute financial integrity with no hint of shady dealings will help assure that our profession gains the esteem we rightfully deserve.